Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dry River Blues. I'm your host, Trevor Hodgkins, coming at you all the way from the dusty banks of the Rio Grande. Normally, it's quite a lonely place, but what do you know? Somebody else managed to find me on the riverbed, and it ain't La Llorona. It's Neil Edelman from the hard-working, hard-charging, hard-rocking band Hondo Hondo.
Yeah, hey, Trevor.
Hey, how you doing, Neil?
Hey, I'm all right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for joining me on the dusty banks.
Yeah, that's definitely the dusty banks.
The dusty banks of the Rio Grande.
Yeah, there's just a nice little three-walled cubicle on the dusty banks.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, Neil, for confirming that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Hondo Hondo.
Yeah, man.
So you guys have been together for about a year now?
Almost a year, yeah. We're coming up on our band-iversary.
Band-iversary?
Yeah, so I think it's May 18th, I want to say. I'm not sure. We don't have anything special planned for it. We might go bowling.
Okay.
We might go race go-karts.
Okay. And in anticipation of that, you have just released an EP.
Yes, we have. We're really excited about it. It's five songs, four original songs, one cover, and the title of the EP is Exceptionally Handsome.
Mm-hmm. Which could really apply to any or all of the band. Saw the band, and my first thought was, this band is exceptionally handsome.
Right, so
if they sound as good as they look.
We do sometimes. And we just want to be accurate, is all, basically.
Exceptionally Handsome.
Yes.
coming out in 2017 in advance of the one-year bandiversary. Are you going to tour this around the region? Is that the plan?
I mean, ideally, yeah, that's sort of the that's the big plan, right? Is you can't, I guess, well, I guess you can just show up to someone's joint, you know, and be like, hey, let us play music here. But these days with the internet, it's like, why not just go ahead and record an EP and then put that EP on the internet,
right?
And then have the people who own the joints be like,
so you can reach out to them and say, here's the address where you can hear some of our tunes.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And then you can decide in the privacy of your own home whether you hate us or not.
Is your first time playing in a band with a keyboard player?
Yeah, that's a true story. I'm just really interested in the texture that the keys bring to music, you know. Lately, that's what I've been thinking about as an artist, is not so much like, hey, let me just write this, you know, this song that's a narrative, you know. And I'm like, I always focused, I feel like, on the words too much for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And less about sort of like the music.
639-1403. Me. A peculiar piece of jewelry. One summer come, take it off of me. Confined to 1,500 square feet. I'm about to lose my sanity. Oh. 6 days in, feeling kind of crazy. One summer come, please set me free.
And anytime you play with a different instrument, you know, if you want to do it well, I think it forces you to sort of relearn your instrument. How am I going to support what he's doing at this point? You know, and then when he drops out, like, you know, where should I be in comparison to him? You know, and just thinking about all that. really fun challenge for me is to figure out where I fit next to that. And, you know, and then I think also for him, I don't want to speak too much out of turn, but I think also for him to be like, this is not sort of, you know, Neil doesn't play sort of the way I'm used to being with other guitar players. So it was, you know, it's been fun to sort of meet each other in different places.
Yeah, you guys push and pull each other in different ways.
Fire and ice.
Maybe someday I'll make it back home. Maybe someday I'll make it back home. Maybe someday.
Let's talk a little bit about what it was like to record the EP. Getting into the studio, how different is that for you than just going out and playing live? Obviously, you don't have the energy of an audience in front of you. So what keeps you going, and are you discovering things as you're recording in the studio?
I think ideally that's the... Yes, you do discover things in the studio, and I feel like if you just go in there and if it's just rote, you know, resuscitation, then it's like you don't... Then that comes off, you know, the way people hear it. You know, it's not going to be really exciting for them. You know, we went in there, we had the 5 songs that we wanted to do. We figured them out. We drilled them, you know, a whole bunch over a long period of time. And so we went in there feeling pretty all right about it.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things that Matt, the drummer, and I started thinking about, you know, while we were in the studio was how different our experience in the studio is from so many other bands, you know, bands that, you know, are with labels. There's all those bands that we really love, you know, in the late 60s and 70s that had these outrageous budgets, you know, to go into the studio, take their time with it. And that was where a lot of the songs that we love, you know, came from. You know, they were birthed in the studio because it was this creative space. And for us, you know, we're on a budget. You go in there and you just try and bang out as much as you can with as much energy as you can. And we were able to find some fun things, you know, that we hadn't found in practices before.
Leaving wreckage, leaving waste.
Studio and some dude just is like, hey, so you guys have basically like 2.5 months, 3 months to make a record. It's right. Like, you think you can do that? And it's like, pretty sure we can have something at the right. End of 3 months, you know?
I have to bring this up because as a songwriter in your band, you are also a playwright.
Yes, sir.
And a playwright of note.
That's true.
What was it? What was the awards?
One was the Mark Twain Award for comedic playwriting, and one was the John Cobble short play, like 30 minutes or less, or outstanding short play.
Okay.
Award. And I was I didn't actually win that one, but they still had me out there
at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Just hanging out.
So how different is it writing plays from writing songs? Do you find one to be more difficult than the other?
That's weird because I really try and think of plays as very long songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because plays are meant to be right out loud. They're meant to be performed. They're meant to be staged, right? So the way people talk, how they talk, the rhythm with which they talk, you know, you can create your own rhythm within plays, like what they sound like. So it's not only are you watching people and paying attention to what they're doing and what they're saying, but also whether you realize it or not, you're paying attention to how they say it. Some things repeat, you know, sometimes you'll have a chorus, right? Like there's tons of plays where it's like you have a refrain over and over mm-hmm. again. It's like it always comes back to this line or it always comes back to this line mm-hmm. until there's a point, you know, within the play where it's like someone tries to come back to that line and it's like, and it means something totally different, right? Which is, and the best example of that, I think, is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf by Ed Up.
Yeah.
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? That's something that George, you know, and Martha say back to each other throughout the entire play. And then when you get to the very last line of it, of the play, where George is like, you know, come on, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? Martha's like, I am, George.
Right.
I am, right? For me, that's how I think about plays. Is like the things that repeat, the turns of phrase, how they mean something completely different by the end of the play than what it did at the beginning of
yes.
the play.
Mm-hmm. You know, the subtext.
That
you definitely hear that in songs. Even the way the songs build and
absolutely.
As the chorus continues and those are the songs that emotionally resonate too, especially when the chorus comes in differently or adds to.
I mean, I think you're absolutely right about that. And that is something that we're trying to explore in our music right now. And I think that, the last track on the EP, Animals, sort of we play around with that a little bit, right? Where it's like, how long can, as an audience member, right? How long can we listen to something just sort of the way it is before we require some sort of change in order to keep our attention as a listener, right? As a member of the audience. And we just sort of try to let it build.
You know? Well, I think that'll be a great way to wrap this up. Neil, thanks so much for stopping by.
Man, Trevor, thanks so much for having me, dude. This was killer.
anniversary is paper, of course. So
is it? Mm-hmm. Is that the... Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to get everyone trophies.
Okay.
I was going to do that.
That's very sweet.
But it's not paper.
You know what? Maybe you should just go.